Welcome to the June 30th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today, we're going to be talking about mind work and what it could be doing as opposed to what it is doing and why does it even matter. And I want to begin by sending my love, my heart, and I know I speak for all of us to Nelson Mandela. I know you've done much. But we need you now, so please get well. Power's plans for us are malevolent, and we are rising to challenge it, but we haven't got that global momentum yet, so we need your help. Please get well. It's not time yet to rest. We need your help. We send you strength and love, just as you have given us. And we're sending love and strength to our brothers and sisters in Egypt who've paid so dear and are now determining to not settle for repackaged tyranny. Our hearts are with you and with our brothers and sisters in Brazil and Turkey and China. So many places around the world we are rising. And here in the U.S. with our brothers and sisters in North Carolina who are taking part in an NAACP-sponsored action called Moral Mondays, facing the threat of arrest and harassment, standing up to a state government, trying to wipe out the meager income protections that exist there and drive down the quality of life even further. We heard that hundreds have been arrested so far. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters. We salute you this morning. I also heard this week about the retaliatory firings of folks abused by Walmart. And we're going to be asking during this show, is this stress happiness? Why are we giving our allegiance to a wage work system that we can now clearly see is not just abuse, but an anachronism? Always was, but now we can see it. It negates any attempt to pursue happiness. And before we begin, I also want to comment on something that's part of this global trend to expand the growing gap between them that the market, i.e. the weight power, places to keep us subjugated and to shape the world it wants. The global tend to expand the growing gap between them the market smiles upon and them it sees as its spittoon or punching bag, keeps drenching us as per its usual tactic, till we agree to not want much of anything at all beyond what power is willing to give us. But this time will be different, I trust, as this time we'll see a forging of a global solidarity. My comment is this. The attempt to placate our uprisings with promises of new infrastructure, libraries, buses, and like stuff is the policy counterpart in power's thinking to the neutron bomb of old, which killed people but left infrastructure standing. They do not care about us. And in many cases, they literally do not want us around. So when I hear the Brazilian state tell Brazilians, just relax, we'll buy you buses. And here in Oakland, folks abused by BART and AC Transit are told likewise. I recall my trip cross-country where I marveled at the glory of the libraries and all the struggling cities. There is a plan, don't doubt it, in which the city's being made for not us, but for the future iteration of citizen, the ones who fulfill their given roles without complaint, who are either beat down or elevated as their so-called merit, as determined by the quote-unquote market or some new name they give it, places them. Some will get the stick, others the carrot, while the dress-up gods look down upon us and yet feel no calm within their troubled hearts. But this is just my nightmare. Never fear. We will not let it happen.